As an ice cream lover, vanilla is one of those flavors that's just always going to hit the spot. It's comforting and nostalgic, and it goes well with whatever mood I'm in. But sometimes vanilla can be a little boring, if you catch my drift. Sometimes I'm in the mood for chocolate or cookie dough or maybe something wacky, like pistachio if I'm feeling frisky. Whether it's a midnight snack or an afternoon delight, my friends at adamandeve.com can get you the right flavor for whatever mood you're in. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. But that's not all. When you select your one free item, you'll also get a free kit that includes an item for him, something special for her, and something we know you'll both enjoy. They offer discreet shipping as your privacy is a priority, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. Just enter offer code Abby, A-B-B-Y, at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby, code Abby.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey, it's Cassie, and have y'all seen those cute pins floating around the internet that look like a charging status so you can tell people where you're at with your social battery and whether or not you need to be left alone? Right now, mine would be hovering just above red. I've been so busy that I'm just drained and I need to recharge, which means hibernating without seeing anybody. And you know what made me realize that was okay to do? Therapy. I thought I was being lazy, but in reality, I was giving my body and mind some much-needed R&R, and that wasn't a bad thing. In fact, it was a good thing. Therapy changed my perspective, and that's why I'm a big advocate for therapy, like the kind you can get with BetterHelp. Therapy isn't just for people who have experienced severe trauma. It's to give you the tools to deal with everyday issues that are bugging you, big or small. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and is designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/BurtShow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/BurtShow.
The Burt Show.
If you can't get enough of The Burt Show, did you know we have bonus episodes? Yep, you can actually sign up for bonus episodes at theburtshow.com/bonusbs. If you've been watching the hit series on HBO Max, now called Max Last of Us, there is a moral question I ask everybody on the show, and everybody's answers are very different. And also, Mo's sister going out of country with a stranger, a guy she has just met, and they're going to go travel together. Good idea or bad idea? All our bonus BS, you can sign up at theburtshow.com/bonusbs.
There you are at the mall with your new boyfriend. You guys are doing some shopping and you run into your ex while you're with your current. And then all of a sudden, this shot of not only adrenaline, but also like a small attraction comes back to you, right? Can you fully embrace your new relationship if those feelings are real?
I feel like this debate has been going on forever, and me and my two dudes got into a debate about this after I witnessed one of my friends go through it in real time. And now I'm kind of confused on which side of it to be on because of the way that the two of them debated this for like a full hour. And it started because a friend of mine, well, we were all out, like a group thing, and a friend of mine was with his new love interest. They've been dating. It's not been too long, but it's going on like about a year. So it's long enough. And we all went to this place to celebrate one of his accomplishments. Now, I don't know exactly why his ex was there, but his ex was there.
Was she invited or did she just happen to be there at the same location?
He says she just happened to be there.
Okay. Mm.
And I believe him because I don't think he would have put himself in this position.
Yeah.
To where it would have, like, probably messed up something with his new interest.
Unless somebody invited her without him knowing?
Which is possible. Mm-hmm. That was a whole nother situation that we were trying to figure out. But she claims that it was a coincidence, and that's what I guess he was running with. But the issue was, as the night started to progress, like, at first it was like an awkward thing of, you know, wow, what is she doing here? How is this going to go? And his new girl didn't know. Like, she doesn't know what his ex looks like. So for a while, she didn't even know she was there.
That's for the best.
Right. So I'm kind of like, I'm enjoying it because I know and he knows and my other friend knows, but everybody else doesn't know. So you can literally see just like the tension and just everything wash over him the moment he puts together what's going on. So I guess she kind of pondered on what the right thing to do was in this situation for a while and if she should come say hello or if she shouldn't. And she actually asked me. She was like, you know, should I say hello? Or what do you think I should do? I said, let him come say hello. And if he doesn't, then let it be.
Yeah.
Like, there's no need to go over there and, you know, let him do his thing.
Solid advice.
She ain't take it.
Okay.
Classic.
She, next thing I know, I saw her walking over, and I was like, well, here we go. Mm-hmm. And she taps him on the shoulder. Mm-hmm.
All right, so just want to throw this out there as a possibility. I don't think he invited her, but his friends knew. Do you think she found out this was going down and she just happened to be at the same spot?
It's a lot of places in this city.
It is.
To just be hanging out.
That's what I think happened.
Okay, like she found out through like third parties or whatever that he was having this like small intimate gathering to celebrate a success. And she's like, well, maybe I'll just happen to be at the same restaurant at the same time on the same night.
Now, if not, and she really was just there randomly, isn't that the universe putting them together?
Possibly.
Maybe.
Yeah, if it's random.
I think her middle name might be Universe.
Because there's a lot of places in this town.
That's true.
There's a lot of time in the day to be there at that exact time. Either that's calculated or it's the universe.
And we did think about that when we were trying to figure out if this was kind of like something that was meant to be. So the fact that she walked over there and spoke to him is what made me think that you're right, Kristen, that she probably mapped this entire thing out. She didn't make a scene of it or anything, but she just said hello. Now, I don't think she anticipated him being there with a new girl. I think she figured he would have just been alone or with his boys, and maybe she can, you know, see what's going on.
Do you know if she's dating anybody?
I don't think so.
Okay.
So she walks over, she says hello, and it was very awkward. So awkward to the fact where I was making fun of my friend because I'm like, you could have played that off like a little better, but he didn't play it off well at all. You can tell he was like disheveled, he was thrown off.
Yeah.
So the new girl was like, what was that about? And then he did something else I didn't think he should have did. He was honest. And he told the truth.
Don't do that.
No,
don't
you have that. To if she asked you.
I don't know why I did that.
3%, man.
I'm telling you.
3% lies in a relationship.
No,
that's
fine. Those are little white lies. That would be a big lie if he sat there and told her, oh, it's just some girl I know from work. No, you have to be
honest. Back in the day.
No.
Yeah, how would you tell somebody I knew back in the day? All right, drinks. I would have gave her the details later. He gave them to her right there. And
was it a bad breakup?
No,
okay.
It wasn't bad. It wasn't good. It was just one of those like we're not for each other kind of things. And the rest of the night, you can just feel everything shifted. Like his focus was kind of on her. The new girl's focus was kind of on her.
Well, yeah, duh. I'm going to have laser eyes on her for the rest of the evening.
Right. And she sat like not next to us, but from a distance to where we could see each other from where we were both sitting. And I don't know how much his girl noticed it. But I noticed it. Like, he kept looking over there. At first, I thought it was like a uncomfortable thing of, like, what is she doing? Where is she?
Mm-hmm.
But the more he was looking and the more we were drinking, I was like, no, those eyes.
Longing?
Huh?
Longing?
Yes. Those are spin the block bedroom eyes. I know them. And so I kind of actually tapped him when I had a chance to and went, hey, man, stop looking at your old girl as much. Like, women pick up on that very, very easily.
I was going to ask you if you smacked him upside his head.
I hit him on the knee.
Yeah.
And then he was like, I'm not doing that. It was so obvious. So, of course, by the time they got home, they got into an argument over it. And then that's where it all started, of where she felt like, you can't be that into me if you were sitting in there still looking at her the way you were looking at her.
Mm. I agree with that.
He feels like two things can be true. And that's where the debate started, of I am into you. I want to be with you. That just threw me off. And yes, we have a history. We had a chemistry. So a part of him, I guess, still likes her. But he doesn't desire her. That was his thing. I don't want to be with her, but I can't sit here and act like I don't still have something for her. That would be a lie.
I respect that.
But I want to be where I am. And he feels like both of those things can be true, which kind of turned me because I was with you, Bert. I'm like, nah, you can't have somebody new and still have a... But the way he broke it down in such a mature way of, like, I'll always have something with her. It's like, she had a piece of my heart. It is what it is. It was real. But ultimately, I'm gone for a reason. I chose you. So he doesn't feel like, because I may have had a moment of, wow, she looked good tonight, and a little flashback, that doesn't necessarily mean that he is not completely 100% committed to his new girl.
Especially that's the first time they've crossed paths since the breakup. Which I'm assuming it is.
It is.
Okay.
And I've never heard him, like, mention her or really talk about it. Because I did talk about him after. And I'm like, be honest. Like, what? And he's like, you know, I don't want to go back. He's like, I'm not going to sit here and say, as a man, if we had a moment, I would. But he ain't tell his new girl that.
Yeah, of course.
Right. But he's saying, I don't want to be with her, though. That just was, that's my past.
I'm still attracted to her, but I don't want to be with her.
Right.
I'm like out.
It brought up some feelings.
That's all I need to hear,
You
man.
Would be gone.
Yeah, I mean, if he's being authentic and he's still like, let's say 25% of his heart, because he said that she'll always have a piece of my heart. Well, how much? 25%? 25% is too much. It's got to be 2%. Yeah. And no more than 2%.
You would need the numbers.
Yes.
Okay.
You're like a gallon of milk over there.
Skim. No. I'm looking for no fat. No love. No attraction. All right, I'm out.
The Bird Show.